With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump said Sunday that the U.S. may be having some discussions with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, a potential diplomatic avenue as the U.S. further builds up its military presence near the South American country with the arrival of its most advanced aircraft carrier. The president told reporters he doesn't want Congress to interfere with his negotiations with Venezuela.
The only thing I don't want them to do is leak information that's very important and confidential and may put our military at risk or whoever is doing, you know, CIA, military, etc. But I did say, go and see Congress, see the representatives that we're supposed to be seeing, and be open about it. If they say, we don't want you to stop drugs from coming into the country, I don't think that would be good.
Congressman Scott Perry says the so-called Affordable Care Act is anything but that.
Somebody's making a lot of money, but it's not the American people. 7% of America is on Obamacare. 97% of America supports and funds Obamacare with insurance that they themselves can't afford.
Perry, a Pennsylvania Republican, spoke with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump has issued two pardons related to the probe into the January 6, 2021 unrest at the U.S. Capitol.
One pardon is for a woman convicted of threatening to shoot FBI agents. Those agents investigated a tip that this woman may have been at the U.S. Capitol on that January day. In a separate case, President Trump issued a second pardon for another January 6 defendant. This person remained behind bars despite clemency for those at the Capitol Hill unrest.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Cities and states in the U.S. are turning to AI to improve road safety. Hawaii is distributing 1,000 dashboard cameras. This is SRN News. Collegiate pickleball players want to observe the Sabbath.
You might have thought the sport was just for senior citizens, but young people like it too, and leagues have developed within the ranks of America's colleges, and now there's a problem. The final day of many pickleball tournaments falls on a Sunday, and Christians and some other players of faith find it's cutting into their worship time. Now 1,600 of them have signed a petition to the major pickleball governing bodies, urging them not to schedule tournaments on Sundays. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of 17 transgender members of the Air Force are suing over what they claim is the military's unlawful revocation of their early retirement pensions and benefits. The lawsuit comes several months after the Air Force confirmed that it would deny all transgender service members who have served less than 2 years the option to retire early and would instead separate them with retirement benefits. This is SRN News. Disney and YouTube TV have come to terms. Bob Agnew reports.
Disney and YouTube TV have reached a new deal to bring channels like ABC and ESPN back to the Google-owned live streaming platform. The agreement ends a blackout for customers that dragged on for about 2 weeks. Disney content went dark on YouTube TV in the night of October 30th after the two sides failed to reach a new licensing deal. Bob Agnew reporting.
An unusually strong storm system called an atmospheric river has doused Southern California, prompting flood warnings in areas of coastal Los Angeles County that recently was ravaged by wildfires. The National Weather Service in L.A. and Oxnard have reported heavy rainfall Saturday at rates as heavy as an inch per hour in coastal areas that are prone to flash flooding. Off the coast, a wooden boat capsized in stormy seas. More details at srnnews.com.